די הלכה אין יורד דערס סמך ג' אישה שמדה בנה הראשון ומת מחמת מילה שכשילה כוחו ומעלה גם השני ומת מחמת מילה הרי הוא חוזקה שבני המתים מחמת מילה So the Lord here says if two children from the same mother were circumcised and they both died as a result of the Brit Milah So the law is that we don't circumcise the third child until he gets older and he has the strength to withstand the Brit Milah. Even though generally we don't make an established hazakah until something happens three times, but since this has to do with life and death, so we're strict that even two times is considered a hazakah. The halakha then says, La shena mebal echad o mishnayim. We don't care if it's from one husband or from different husbands. Bottom line, this lady produced two children that were not able to withstand the Brit Milah. Ve'lo tamud ha-shelishi, ela tamtin lo ad she'yigdal v'yitchazek kocho. Ve'hu ha-din, looks the other way, Shulchan Aruch says, im ish echad mal beno harishon v'sheni umetu mahmat milah. If a man, he had two kids, doesn't matter from the same wife, or it doesn't matter that if he had from two different wives. But bottom line, his children were met mahmat milah. So again, the law says we do not mal the third child. The halakha then says, "V'hu adin im isha mala bena umet mahmat milah, v'gam achota mala bena umet mahmat milah, sh'ar achriyot." לא ימולו ביניהם, אלא ימתינו עד שיגדלו ויתחזקו כוחם. ההלכה ב-there says, it's based on the Rosh, that if you have, let's say, one lady, she has a child, and the baby dies, her sister has a child, and dies as a result of the Brit Milah, so then the other sisters now fall under the category of danger, and therefore they should not mal their children until they get older, and they'll have the strength in order to withstand the Brit Milah. There's a she'elot u'tshuvot she'elu meshiv mahadura kama chelek alef siman resh lamed chet that says, even if somebody has, let's say, twins, which is considered, you might have thought maybe like one birth, but since it's twins and both twins die, b'chmat milah, but minan, you could say, well, twins may be a weaker anyway because they're two babies, they're born together, it doesn't matter. Hazakah is established even by twins, and therefore the law says that the third child is not nimol until he gets stronger. The last case is from the Shvut Yaakov. He says, Ish v'isha shemetu bet b'nehem mahmat milah. You have a couple, they were married, their two children died, mahmat milah, v'nitgarshu, and then they got divorced, v'nisu la'achirim, and they both got married to somebody else. Ben ha'ish shenolad lo ben me'isha acheret, ben ha'isha shenolad lo ben me'isha acheret, lo yamulu abanim, ad yagdilu v'yitchazek. So they also are clearly under this law that says they cannot circumcise their children, even though they got married now to different spouses. It's a different formula, doesn't matter. Since each one was part of the original formula where they died, the children ban minan, so therefore the law applies. And it should be noted that this is talking about over here where it's established that if they get older, they'll be able to withstand the milah. Some families clearly have issues in clotting, and sometimes that doesn't heal, like hemophilia and things like that. Then of course, even when the child gets older, it needs a medical attention to make sure that he'll be able to clot properly in order to do the Brit Milah. The lesson over here is that the Torah was given to live by and not to die by, and even though Milah is 13 Biritot, Nisut Karet, but that's assuming again that everybody is able to sustain and survive the Brit Milah.